We all have bad habits. Some bad habits are of a personal nature, as in we eat too much, some people drink too much, and some people just don't know when to shut up. I could go on forever about personal bad habits, but on today's episode of Marketing Minutes with Miss Kenya, I want to address one of the single most bad habits that plagues entrepreneurs. Want to know what it is? Stay tuned. Hello and welcome back, Miss Kemya here. And on today's episode, I want to address one of the single most bad habits that plagues entrepreneurs. Now, this bad habit requires your immediate attention. It keeps us stuck in the same lane, even though we say we want to change. It's easy to succumb to, and it limits our life chances. This bad habit is based in fear and potentially contagious. And finally, this bad habit is one of the hardest habits to identify and break. What am I talking about? Well, the one bad habit that requires your immediate attention is settling. Yes, settling. Settling for less than what you want. Settling for less than you expected. Settling for less than you worked for. Settling for anything less than you deserve. And that's because most of us settle by accident, and before we realize it, time slips away and we look back and wonder what happened, how we arrived at our current circumstance. So I have a question for you. Have you settled in your business? Think about that for a moment. Don't think about what you say your business goals are. That's just lip service. Instead, think about your actions, the action or lack of action you take when running your business. For example, are you using a strategic plan to guide your growth? Do you have a realistic operating budget? Are you proactively taking steps to expand your network? Are you strategically marketing your business? Are you positioning your business for the growth you envision? Or are you drowning? Are you winging it? Are you stuck and not sure what to do? Well, my friend, I have news for you. Not addressing your current state of affairs is the same thing as settling. I'm going to repeat that. Not addressing your current state of affairs is the same thing as settling. Your lack of action means you're settling, and this is one bad habit you must get rid of. Settling sucks. Settling is not fun, and there is no excitement in settling. Settling is stressful. So what are you going to do about it? There's only one thing you can do about it, and that's get unsettled. You must make a conscious decision not to settle. Do not settle. You must choose to abstain from the mediocre. Buck the status quo. Take some risks and grab a handful of sheer determination. Okay, so you're ready to get unsettled. Now what are you supposed to do? Well, it all starts with a plan. You must set milestones, checkpoints, and measurable goals to force yourself away from complacency. And when you have these measurements, these particular safeguards in place, you can easily see when you're coming close to settling. Use these quantifiable measurements as your barometer to give yourself a kick in the butt and reignite your own fire when you start slacking off. Sit, be honest with yourself, and assess where you've been, where you are, and most important, where you want to go. Determine where you truly want to go. Then look at the actions you need to take that will lead you to your destination. Dreaming with no plan in place is just wishful thinking. Wishful thinking gets us nowhere. The real pursuit of our dreams is what separates the dreamers from the doers. So create a plan, then take action on that plan. That's all for today's Marketing Minutes with Miss Kemya. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have, I would love it if you would leave me a review on whatever platform you're listening on. If you are actually on my blog, leave a comment and let me know what you thought of today's episode. If you haven't visited the blog, I encourage you to visit me at marketingsparkler.com for more tips, tricks, and insights on how you can use digital marketing to grow your business. Until next time, have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.